They're hard to miss when you walk into the New Bedford Whaling Museum. Four enormous whale skeletons suspended from the ceiling, nearly filling the two-story space. There's a humpback whale and a blue whale, but what catches most people's eyes is a pair of whales, a female North Atlantic right whale and her calf, also a female. This mother and calf were killed by a ship strike off Virginia in 2004. The mother was just 15 years old. Her baby, still forming inside her, was just 10 months old. Museum Education Director Robert Rocha hopes visitors, like this group of third graders, see the pair and are inspired to protect and conserve whales.
I think it's a pretty powerful statement, both as to how big and how impressive the animals are, but also how fragile they are.
This museum could one day be the only place to see a North Atlantic right whale mother and her calf together. So far this year, there have been no new right whale births recorded. And that's not good for a species that sustained 17 deaths last year. Two of those deaths were young females who might have reproduced later. And scientists think there are only about 100 breeding female right whales left in the world.
The reproductive females are our hope. And so each one that is lost is not just an individual, it's the potential of hundreds of individuals.
New England Aquarium research scientist Philip Hamilton says years of fishing gear entanglements, ship strikes, noise, and chemical pollution, even climate change, are taking a toll on female right whales. Fewer females reached reproductive age over the last few years, and of those that did, fewer gave birth than they had in the past. Take an entanglement, for example. New England Aquarium senior scientist Rosalind Rowland says fishing gear can do far more than the visible injuries we see. It can cause long-term damage to a whale's heart and immune system. It can make a whale susceptible to disease. It can even slow down or stop the reproduction process.
We know that these whales that undergo chronic entanglements, and these entanglements can last months and even years, their stress hormones are off the scale. These whales are in extreme physical distress.
That stress, coupled with other injuries from an entanglement, could prevent a whale from giving birth, or a pregnant female could miscarry. And it's highly likely a whale has been entangled at least once in her life. Some 80% of the population has been caught in fishing gear. Rowland monitors hormone levels throughout the entire whale population using whale fecal samples, among other things. She takes me to her lab upstairs in the aquarium. Her assistant pulls out a frosty jar from the freezer.
It's got this lovely color to it.
Bright orange droppings inside contain clues about the animal's diet, overall health, even its reproductive status.
They're really a treasure chest of information about a very hard-to-study animal.
Rowland can see stress hormone spikes. She can also tell if reproductive hormones are there or if they're not. But other causes for the decline in whale births, like food scarcity, are harder to diagnose. New England Aquarium research scientist Philip Hamilton says warming ocean water could be to blame for whales shifting from the Bay of Fundy to the Gulf of St. Lawrence in the summer.
We do know that the Gulf of Maine is warming faster than almost any other body of water in the world. It's basically wreaking havoc on the center of their feeding grounds.
That shift could make it even tougher for females. They fatten up before swimming south to give birth and nurse. And if they're stressed from injury or illness, it could be even harder for them to make it north again to feed and restore their blubber as they prepare to reproduce again.
So I think it's always important to remember there's more than one possible cause here, and some things we don't have the techniques to pursue those and rule them in or out.
But though Hamilton, Rowland, and other scientists we've talked to say that while the prognosis is grim for right whale survival, all hope is not lost. For one thing, a lot of people are focused on this animal.
This population is so well known. Individual whales are followed from birth till death by a lot of researchers up and down the East Coast.
Her hope is that with all those eyes and minds keeping track of right whales, we'll come closer to finding a way to keep them alive and thriving in the ocean and out of the History Museum. For WCAI, I'm Catherine Ident.